How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yes, perhaps he's in denial. He sees hair on his head and not his shoulders, but we are not in denial. This is Adrienne Berg, this is Generation Bold, and this is the Fountain of Truth about Aging. But it's also February, still February, believe it or not. For a short month, it's beginning to seem long. And February is Heart Healthy Month. And so we have been talking a lot about the use of the right exercises, stress reduction, other things that have to do with health. But you all know that the main event is health, heart, and nutrition. And today we have a true expert. We have Dr. Steve Gundry. And he's I asked him about his studies, and he said, which one? So you know right away. And we have an expert with us. He is not only a heart surgeon, but he's also an expert in issues of feeding the heart. I'm going to call it feeding the heart. The best way to be heart healthy. And I promised that I was going to start with a question that really didn't have to do with nutrition with Dr. Gundry. And that is special signs for women. I think that the movie star way of projecting a heart attack is not actually what happens to most women, and we don't know the signs. So thank you for being with us today, Dr. Gundry.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
All right, so let's start with that. Women apparently get heart attacks or signs of heart attacks different from men. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah. Most people think of heart attacks, particularly in movies, as sudden crushing chest pain and elephants sitting on your chest and pain in the arm or even pain in the jaw, and that's kind of a classic heart attack symptom. But women are actually very unique, and there's been a number of studies that suggest our advice to women are pretty much all wrong. One of the really interesting signs of heart disease in women is fatigue, just kind of being tired, and that's totally different than what men get. The other thing that is quite unique to women is a feeling of nausea, particularly after eating. And long story short, blood normally goes down to the intestines after you eat to help with digestion. And if the heart has some narrowings in the arteries, then and blood is going down to the intestines, the heart has to work harder. And so nausea is actually a sign of chest pain in women. And it's very typical for women to come in and say, you know, it's really interesting. Every time I eat, I get nausea, and I take some antacids, and that doesn't seem to help. So, I don't know what's going on. And that's so tiredness and this kind of feeling of a queasy stomach, particularly after eating, is very typical of women who have coronary artery disease.
So let's take a look. Let's unpack that for a minute before we talk about what to eat. Let's talk for a minute about how much to eat. What if people are eating the right thing, but they just tend to be overeating? Forget whether they're heavy or not. They just eat too much. Does that mean that they may be straining their heart, not just their gut?
Well, fascinatingly, it turns out that the timing of eating, not only how much you eat, probably has a huge amount to do with not only heart health but brain health. And as I mentioned, after you eat, a huge amount of blood flow goes down to your intestines. Believe it or not, digesting food is very hard work. And when you go to sleep, it turns out that the brain needs huge amounts of blood flow. We think of the brain as just kind of sleeping and not needing much blood flow. Now, the brain gets most of its blood flow during sleep, and it's there to actually help clean out the debris of the brain. You might like to think of when you sleep, the brain goes through its dishwasher cycle.
Okay.
And what's been shown is that if you eat late into the evening, in fact, if you don't allow 4 hours to expire between your last meal and the time you go to sleep, that the brain actually never goes through a complete dishwashing cycle. So those of us who work in dementia, both myself and Dale Bredesen from the Buck Institute in San Francisco, really urge people that there should be a minimum of 4 hours between the last meal of the day and the time you go to sleep if you really want to protect your brain.
So now this
little
is counterintuitive. You know, it's not also subject, because successful aging is one subject. It's one piece. And it's basically the way you look at your life. In every aspect. We've had wonderful folks from the Buck Institute. I had the privilege of being down there a couple of years ago taking a look at worms and other experiments. Yeah, I know. But we are longevitists. I mean, I'll lay it on the line to you. All of my listeners know that. We are not immortalists. We don't necessarily go for Aubrey de Grey, although he's been a guest too, that we can live forever and we're going to replace all our parts. All we want to do is live the best, highest functional life for as long as possible, and with a little Prosecco thrown in once in a while. So what you're telling us is perfect, because we try to push the idea of holism and just a holistic look at our bodies. But some of the things you also tell us come as a surprise, because we've all been eating oatmeal and whole grains, and we think free-range chickens are the end of the day, even though we have to take a mortgage to buy them. But you say that life could be a little bit simpler than that. Tell us what your studies have found about good eating and good choices.
Well, yeah, and what I've found through the years, and I've been doing research on human eating for the last 17 years now, is that most of the choices that we've been told are healthy for us are, in fact, the things that are making us sick. And in several of my studies, what we showed was the more we eliminated whole grains from people, the more we eliminated beans and the nightshade family of vegetables, and the more we eliminated the squash families, things like cucumbers, zucchini, the healthier people got, and the more the parameters of health that we could measure in their blood work became better. And that's in really quite contradistinction to dietary advice. And all of that research I put in my new book, The Plant Paradox, which will be released in April on HarperCollins. And it really goes against what most people think. And paradoxically, some of the plants that we think are good for us are actually causing us harm.
Now, The Plant Paradox is a book that I can't wait to read. It's unusual that I even have an author on before the review copies. But I have to tell you, it'll be on Amazon. It'll be on all your bookstores. If you have been fine-tuning your life nutritionally, you haven't completed it if you don't read this. This is The Plant Paradox by Dr. Steve Gundry. And let me go on to this part of that paradox. When you did some studies of other cultures where people do have longevity, apparently you found that it was the vegetables that counted a lot more than the fruits, so maybe we have it backwards with these smoothies. What's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So long, long ago, my major at Yale University was human evolutionary biology, where I basically had a thesis that I had to defend that you could take a great ape, manipulate its food supply and its environment, and arrive at a human. And I got honors for my thesis. But basically what happens is, speaking of fruit, long ago, the only time we ever ate fruit was once a year in the summer. And even in the jungle, fruit ripens once a year. And interestingly enough, all great apes only gain weight during fruit season. And the reason that happens is that summer was right before the winter. And winter was a time of less food, whether it was a dry season, rainy season, or cold season. So we would use the sugars in fruit to store as fat for the winter. And then we would go
like
through
bear
a
bear hibernates, perhaps.
Exactly. We actually use, yeah, we use the same metabolism as a bear. And one of the things I point out to my patients is that a bear doesn't eat for 5 months. And a bear does perfectly fine. And the amazing thing about the bear is that the bear does not use its muscle as fuel. It doesn't actually lose any protein during that 5 months. Because to burn muscle as fuel would be stupid, because the bear would come out of the cave and wouldn't be able to hunt. So the bear strictly uses its fat stores to live. In fact,
I'm going to ask you to stop there, because I know that this is something that's going to lead us to a change in our thinking. And that's what the show is really all about. And we pull from all incredible experts, as we hear with Dr. Steve Gundry, the plant paradox. You're going to hear why things make a difference in your body when we return. Not just what to do. We all have this huge list. Don't eat that. Do eat that. I mean, my goodness. But what we're going to explain to you, the research of Dr. Gundry, is why. If that makes a difference, that would be great. We'll be back in just a minute.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and I am here with continuation of our Heart Healthy Month with Dr. Steve Gundry. And I think I'm just going to, flow right into this because there's so much in his new book, The Plant Paradox, that you're going to be reading about the real truth about nutrition. We're talking to somebody who's done research on his own, independent research with thousands of folks, looked into other worlds where people have been known for their longevity. And so he's come up with really important protocols for research that prove what he's saying is so. And we're going to jump right in. One of the things you said before the break, Dr. Gundry, was that certain animals that are eating vegetables, are eating fruit once a year, are even hibernating, they don't end up with atrophied muscle. And so we associate atrophied muscle with aging. And it's inevitable. We can't do anything about it except maybe lift weights. But are you saying that there's a food relationship between atrophied muscle, which really not only feels bad but looks awful, and what we could be eating?
Yeah, absolutely. There's abundant evidence in animal studies that there are compounds in primarily grains, but also in the nightshade family, that are called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, that actually bind to the insulin receptors on muscle cells. And insulin actually pumps sugar into muscle cells. And without insulin pumping sugar into muscle cells wither and die. And it's been shown experimentally that the more, for instance, healthy whole grains you eat, like that bowl of oatmeal every morning, the more your muscles atrophy. And if you just want to look at the old ancient Egyptian lithographs, these people were the first major grain eaters, and yet everyone was as skinny. They all looked like marathon runners. And marathon runners are carb loaders, and quite frankly, they all look like cancer survivors because they have virtually no muscle mass. And this is not by accident. It's actually caused by the things people are eating.
Now, one of the things that, of course, you're known for is helping us determine what to eat in a very scientific way. I know one of the things you talk about a lot is polyphenols from vegetables.
Yep.
Is that a good thing, a bad thing? What is it? Do we need it, or should we shun it?
So polyphenols are plant compounds that were actually designed by the plant to resist sunburn, of all things. And polyphenols, actually, we now know, completely alter and train the bacteria that live in our gut, the microbiome. And polyphenols have an incredibly important outcome in human health because they affect the type of bacteria that live within us and they affect the behavior of bacteria. And to the Cleveland Clinic's credit, a few years ago, as you know, Dr. Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic is a low-fat vegan, and they wanted to prove that animal protein was really bad for you. And they found that people who were eating animal protein had a chemical in their bloodstream called TMAO that damaged blood vessels. And they found that vegans didn't have this chemical. But when they challenged vegans with meat, of all things, they found that the vegan bacteria did not make TMAO. So they kind of left it at that, but to their credit, they said, well, you know, that's interesting. The people in the Mediterranean don't have very much heart disease, and yet they eat fish, which is a meat, and they eat some salami, which is a meat. What's going on there? So they found that it was the polyphenols in the olive oil and in the vegetables that and in the red wine that people were drinking that actually paralyzed the bacteria in their gut so that they couldn't make TMAO even if they were eating meat. Now, the bacteria were still alive. They were perfectly fine, but they just paralyzed the pathway to make that. So we're beginning to realize that it's the polyphenols in the foods we eat that have amazing impact on what we're allowed to eat and keep harm from occurring from some of the things we eat. It's fantastic research.
It is fantastic research. Now, of course, but we're all Westerners, so we want to pop a pill. So here's the question. Red wine, fantastic. Olive oil, fantastic. But are there supplements? Now, you're not the biggest fan of all kinds of supplements, but is it pure eating that you would recommend, or are there supplements that you can actually take, particularly people that have problems with their gut? We find that usually in the guys, but it can be very serious. I don't know. You tell me, minerals, polyphenol pills.
Yeah, I used to be the biggest skeptic on supplements. I really thought they made expensive urine. But what I've found is that we could actually give people polyphenols, and we could show that their blood vessels became more flexible, that the inside of their blood vessels became less sticky, and then when we took these supplements away from people, that their blood vessels became stiff again, and the inside of their blood vessels became sticky. And I've published these results at the American Heart Association numerous times. So a few years ago, I set out to do polyphenol supplements of my own, and my most famous one is called Vital Reds. And it's a powder of polyphenols, and you just mix it in water, and it's available at Gundry MD. But I can tell you this from evolutionary research. Our ancestors used to eat, on average, 250 different plant species on a rotating basis. And all those plants were grown in 8 feet of loam soil. And if you really think eating an organic diet, you're going to get the polyphenols in 250 different plant species. I've got beautiful oceanfront property here in Palm Springs, California, for you. It can't be done.
I have to say two things that I didn't know. One, and I do say this, we do not have people on our show that are pay for play. This is very important. I did not know that Dr. Gundry had created this polyphenol powder. I am thrilled to hear it. I'm going to buy it. But I just want you to know, because he's a man of incredible integrity, he's not on the show to tell you about that. I just really wanted to know how I could easily get this, and now I know. And I'm going to get it, because it's true. Even with the red wine, I've spoken to the fellows who did the original research on resveratrol, and they told me I'd have to have 1,000 glasses of red wine a day. So I take a pill.
Very, very true. Important. Exactly.
It's very true.
Yep.
You can do all these things, but we're not in the jungle. We're not grazing 24 hours a day. And so we can't get enough. And I actually do believe in these supplements. It's important. And before we leave you, though, I want you to talk about the book for one more second. I know it isn't coming out until April. But other than Amazon, is there any other website that they should go to for the book?
You may think that
they can go to Barnes and Noble.com, but they can also go to GundryMD.com and they can learn all about how to pre-order it.
And we will do that. We'll be back, and it'll be on our website. Thank you so much.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. We are back again. And you know what? Funny thing. For a show on aging, we rarely have gerontologists on the show. But we have a leading gerontologist. She is also a leadership coach, an executive leadership coach. She also works with entrepreneurs, which means she's taking people who are already successful and bringing them to another level. We're speaking about Barbara Waxman. She's the author of a brand new book, and you'll get it in an instant when I tell you the name of the book, why I am so thrilled to interview her. And it's called The Middle Essence Manifesto, Igniting the Passion of Midlife. But she's saying, you know, this is not a how-to book. This is a book on revolution, because we're looking at a new life stage to redefine ages 45 to 65, which we kind of think are babies. So, Barbara, what motivated you to focus on that particular age group, and what's this revolution that you are talking about in terms of what we might have used to call middle-aged or middle life?
Right. Well, thanks for asking that great kind of introductory question to open up the whole new understanding I'm trying to promote, which is it is old school to think about a number as guiding us. And what prompted me to do this work and my background as a gerontologist and coach is over the past, we'll call it dozen years, as I've worked with clients, I've seen common themes. People who are successful, as they say, on the outside, say, I don't feel so successful on the inside. Or people will say to me, thinking they're the only ones, Barbara, I'm embarrassed to ask you for help on this because I'm not sure what I want to do when I grow up, and I'm already a grown-up. These are very common themes, and it's because we've, as a society, said that people are old. You've hit 40 and it's a midlife crisis. P.S., the research shows people don't have a crisis. People don't report having a crisis. It's the people around them who experience them standing up for themselves and changing that say, wait a minute, there must be a crisis. They're rocking the boat. People want to transition in a way and continue to grow, but we as a society haven't set them up for that. So that's kind of the reason that I saw these trends. The demographic shifts. There are 82 million Americans who are middle essence right now, and it's not a generation, it's a stage. It's a new life stage.
So let's talk about that life stage. Now, one of the things I love about the book is the age range, 45 to 65. We tend to, maybe because we think 100 is the only age that we could live to, and that is not unusual, that people don't even make it to 100. Maybe we feel that being in your 40s is extremely different than being in your 50s, is extremely different than being in your 60s. But you call all of this middle essence. Does that have to do with the differences in attitude that you could have at 40 and 60 making you similar people? Or is it another reason, as a gerontologist, that you chose that particular age span to call middle essence?
Mm-hmm. I chose the age range, and actually it's fungible. It's a fungible, you mentioned to me on the conversation before we went on air that around 45 to 75 is fungible. Middle essence is a stage. It's like adolescence. The demographic gift of the 21st century is that we now live long enough to go through adolescence or a version of it twice. And this time we have wisdom. Whether that shows up, you're an early bloomer in your 40s or later in your 60s, it's not about the number. It's about this life stage that we're going through. And what characterizes it is this sense that it's a transitional period, and it's marked by an increased desire to find or create greater meaning in one's life. It's often accompanied by physical, our bodies morph, kind of in like an adolescence, but this time in ways we are not so thrilled about. There are social, there are economic changes. It's really a turning point from which adults continue to develop and grow and have a shifting sense of ambition from the provider, perhaps, to what's more, what's next, to the contributor, from success to significance. So there's this internal shift that happens that leaves people feeling like they're not young, but they're not old. What are they? They're middle-essence.
Let's talk about this idea, which I'm sure is in your terrific book, on middle-essence, and that is significance. You know, this is the one of the great scourges of Western thinking, and I'm not going to leave the Eastern thinking off the hook either so much anymore, and that is that you're pretty much obsolete at 40, that you are insignificant. And I've had many women particularly who think a lot about this tell me that they feel invisible. And men, they sometimes just get marginalized at work, and this is a killer. So in terms of the revolution, is that kind of what you mean, for us to stop thinking of ourselves as just kind of dissipating? This is the beginning of the end, but it's the beginning of the beginning?
Absolutely, and it's already happening. I work with all kinds of groups. I work with men, I work with women, and I believe that ageism is going to be the next ism to fall. It is not in anyone's interest. Companies are started at greater rates by middle-essence, more than younger folks. They're more successful when they have that wisdom factor that, let's face it, only time can offer. People have more resources, more social networks. So some of it is that we have aimed the arrow of ageism at ourselves, and we've got to stop doing that.
I always say it's really the only prejudice we hold against ourselves. And we're speaking with Barbara Waxman, author, leadership coach. I want to give you your plug because I want to get your website in here. She's a gerontologist, one of the few gerontologists that we have on our show about aging. How do you like that? She's the author of The Middle Essence. The Middle Essence Manifesto, Igniting the Passion of Midlife. Now, how can they get the book?
The book is available on Amazon.
And, of course, that's as easy as pie. And do you have a website that people could
I sure do.
See what you do? Go right ahead. Let us know.
It's BarbaraWaxman.com, BarbaraWaxman.com. And people can sign up for what I call blessedly infrequent newsletter, where I curate content. So it's really focused and interesting. We do a look at a book every month, which is interesting books, so people can get kind of the brief overview and some insights into what's happening. I just wrote a piece called "Is America Having a Midlife Crisis?" And there's some other fun content on there, too.
So, Barbara Waxman and myself, we know each other only through this show. This is the first meeting. But I can tell you that we're already co-conspirators in this revolution, because her revolution is the revolution that you might know of best for the person who's heading at 40. And that's where we begin culturally to minimize ourselves. And the ageism begins to creep in. My revolution is 65 plus. But as I said to Barbara, if you're not in the right attitude frame and be living a significant life between age 45 and 65, the odds are I'm not going to be able to create a revolution of thriving after age 65. So this is, I call this elementary school, and the high school is 65 plus. You've got to do very well in elementary school. Now, let's go back to that. Do people think already that they're old at 40 and 45, even though we understand that longevity is pretty rampant? I mean, is it a hard sell to to tell people that, gee, you're really young at 40 and 50?
Not at all. And I'm not saying they're young. I'm saying they're middle-essence. I think look at midlife and they don't know what to do with it. It's kind of like a no man's land. And that's that sense that, wait a minute, am I young? Am I old? And by the way, people in their 60s, and I've had some people in their early 70s push back and say, all the qualifiers, and there's a quiz on the website, are you a middle-essence? All the qualifiers are felt by people sometimes who are chronologically 60s, 70s. So again, it's a stage we're in. And since it's born of this demographic shift, we're living longer, it hits people at different chronological times. So people aren't old at 40. We've got to let go. This is the revolution. We've got to let go of the notion that a number prescribes who we are and how we're supposed to show up. It's all about choice. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk in the next segment about your suggestions as an author, as a gerontologist, as a coach, on how we can make that shift, that help, and make a choice that's really healthy, thriving, and exciting. We'll be back in just a minute. That's the one.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And we have with us a gerontologist, also author, also executive and entrepreneur leadership coach. Her name is Barbara Waxman. And she's the author of The Middle-Essence Manifesto, Igniting the Passion of Midlife. You can find a lot of information out just on her name, BarbaraWaxman.com. Of course, you'll go to Amazon. You'll be able to get her ebook, The Middle-Essence Manifesto. There was a promise that we made to you before the end of the last segment, which was that we were going to task Barbara with explaining to us her 3 points of how we can move from kind of this no man's land of what we used to call middle age, what she calls middle essence, to a very firm view of who we could be in these really important years and life stage. So, Barbara, what's your construct in the book? It's fascinating.
I like to boil things down to kind of their simplest form so we can really put them to work. And if you can imagine, we're all cooks in the kitchen, and we want to stir up the sauce with our own spices, our own secret parts of the recipe. And where these three factors I'm going to mention come together, create that, what I call the middle essence factor, secret sauce, starts foundationally with your energy, which means your vitality, which in middle essence, we still have vitality. What a lot of people get wrong is they think that going to the gym, being on crazy, you know, health kick diets is for the young. It's not. The older we get, the more we need to learn how to cultivate our energy so that we have the foundation to show up in the way that we want. And that's regardless of age. It increases over time. And if people email me, Barbara@BarbaraWaxman.com. I'm happy to share a 25-question, easy-to-answer, thriving quiz, and they get a score. Once you know that energy component, you're ready to shift to an understanding of meaning. What provides the wind beneath your wings? What gets you out of bed in the morning? And simply put, people look for their big P purpose. What's my life's purpose? And sometimes it's right there. And other times, that focus on purpose is an obsession that stops people in their tracks. So I talk about, and actually a friend of mine, Lori, introduced this idea to me, little P purpose. How can we do something small every day to make the world a better place and to make us feel like we're a part of it. So we start with vitality and energy. We shift into meaning. And then we put those two together to look at our leadership for ourselves, our families, because they were the leaders of our families, our communities, and the world, and put it all to work. That's the middle lesson factor.
And, you know, if you were listening carefully to these three, you might have two reactions. One is, why isn't this natural? Why aren't we already doing this? Why do we need to have a coach in Barbara Waxman? Well, we do. Why? Because I think we're programmed to think that this is a time of lower energy, of less contribution, less purpose and meaning, and people do get depressed. They do feel that there's nothing in life, or they took a wrong turn, and they can't, they're too old. It's over. And we see this all the time. And the second one reaction could be anger, which is my reaction. I just saw something, Barbara, and I think it was Newsweek. I don't want to give them a bad name. I don't remember. It said 40 under 40. In other words, the 40 most important people in the United States or in a particular industry, they do this all the time, under 40. The 30 under 30. My daughter was in one. 20 under 20. I never saw 50 under 50. I never saw 60 under 60. What happened? Why do we stop appreciating the success of people after a certain age? So I go back to you now, Barbara, and I ask you the question that I asked during the break. You said that we're feeling it. It's not so hard to create this revolution. You feel people are hungry for this new way of thinking?
Absolutely. Ageism and self-limiting ways of thinking isn't helpful to anybody. It's not helpful to the 20 under 20, to the 30 under 30, to the 50 over 50. It's not productive. It's not good for business. There's a brain drain that happens when people with experience and wisdom leave, and the numbers prove that out. People are hungry for this because the creativity that you can bring born of experience also gets lost in the shuffle. So I believe that people are not only ready for this, but people are changing. So when you say you're angry, well, you're doing something about it. You're having people on your show who are introducing new ways to approach this. There may be a budding entrepreneur of any age who's listening, who's saying, I'm going to create a list of 50 under or over 50. It's all ripe for the taking. We just need to go for it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I will tell everyone, and I'll tell you, Barbara, I'm having the privilege of speaking in Las Vegas. I know about that. I love Vegas. I like it for itself. I don't always like to go there to work. But I'm going there to work. The EFA, which is Environments for Aging Conference, is on. It's a big week conference, and I'm going to be talking about something called Beyond the Physical, how to create facilities and even homes for people over 65 who really do want to thrive. And that's going to include contribution, the fact that they have to have the opportunity to contribute, not just be contributed to. And I'm going to mention your book because, honestly, I feel that this idea of significance, energy, self-care that you promulgate needs to start earlier than we're beginning at a place like Environments for Aging. It's not that it's too late. We can light ourselves up at any age. But, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we had this great middle essence and moved into the next stage of life much more prepared to be contributing no matter how old we get. I think that's really important, and I think that you're part of this revolution that I didn't think of, because I always thought later in life. But boy, wouldn't that be great. So Barbara, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to tell everybody again, it's barbarawaxman.com. It's the Middle Essence Manifesto, Igniting the Passion of Midlife. And we will have her email if she gives us permission so that you can get the 25 questions and put that right in front of our wonderful website. Meanwhile, kids, get out there and make it happen.
Thanks for having me.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.